testing, all the buttons are moving, I think we're going to be good.
I do.
Where's Vito?
Oh, okay.
Vito's sorry. Here he comes.
Go ahead.
This regular meeting of the mayor and council of the Borough of Atlantic Highlands is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of annual meetings to the Asbury Park Press and the Two River Times, by posting it in Borough Hall on the bulletin board reserved for such announcements, and by filing it with the municipal clerk on January 2nd, 2025. This agenda is complete to the extent known, and formal action will be taken.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Colasardo.
Here.
Mr. Crowley. Mrs. Cusick. Mr. Dougherty.
Here.
Ms. Forbes.
Here.
Mr. Cujos.
Here.
Mayor Hohenleitner.
Here. Thank you. Okay. We will now stand for a moment of silent reflection. I'm thinking especially of our Kentucky tornadoes, and then we'll do the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay. May I have a motion and a second to approve the previous meeting minutes?
Forbes moves.
Colasardo seconds.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Colasardo?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Cujos?
Yes.
That's passed.
Thank you. And now we have a proclamation acknowledging...
Acknowledging...
No. Sorry, Mrs. Clark, you had another proclamation.
Yes. You should have to.
Oh, he had them both. Okay. Like, wait a second. Okay, sorry. Well, go ahead.
A proclamation from Mayor and Council of Borough of Atlantic Highlands acknowledging EMS Week to designate the week of May 18th to the 24th, 2025 as Emergency Medical Services Week. Whereas emergency medical services is a vital public service, and whereas the members of emergency medical service teams are ready to provide life-saving care to those in need 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and whereas access to quality emergency care dramatically improves survival and recovery rate for those who experience sudden illness or injury, and whereas emergency medical services have grown to fill a gap by providing important out-of-hospital care, including preventative medicine, follow-up care, and access to telemedicine, and whereas the emergency medical services system consists of first responders, emergency medical technicians, paramedics, emergency medical dispatchers, firefighters, police officers, educators, administrators, pre-hospital nurses, emergency physicians, trained members of the public, and other out-of-hospital medical care providers. And whereas the members of emergency medical service teams, whether career or volunteer, engage in thousands of hours of specialized training and continuing education to enhance their life-saving skills. And whereas it is as appropriate to recognize the value and the accomplishments of emergency medical service providers by designating the Emergency Medical Services Week. Now, therefore, Mayor Lori Hohenleitner, Mayor of Borough Atlantic Highlands, in recognition of this event, do hereby proclaim the week of May 18th to May 24th, 2025 as Emergency Medical Services Week. The theme for EMS Week 2025 is We Care for Everyone, which emphasizes the dedication and compassion of emergency medical services professionals who provide life-saving care to individuals in need, regardless of their circumstances, and we encourage the community to observe this week with appropriate programs, ceremonies, and activities. Signed by the mayor.
Thank you.
Want to do something?
Awesome. Would you like to read that one?
All right, no problem. All right, Mayor, Council, Borough of Atlantic Highlands, acknowledging National Public Works Week, May 18th and 24th, 2025. Whereas the week of May 18th through 24th, 2025 will be observed as National Public Works Week, and whereas municipal infrastructure, facilities, and services cannot be provided without the dedicated efforts of public works professionals who are engineers, managers, and employees at all levels of government and the private sector. And whereas we acknowledge public works infrastructure, facilities, and services are of vital importance to the health and safety and well-being of all municipalities, including the people of Borough of Atlantic Highlands, and urge all citizens to pay tribute to our public works professionals and employees, and to recognize the substantial contributions they make to protect our community's health, safety, and quality of life. And whereas it is in the public interest for our citizens, civic leaders, and the children in all communities, including the Borough of Atlantic Highlands, to gain knowledge of and to maintain a progressive interest and understanding of the importance of public works and public works programs in their respective community. And whereas the year 2025 marks the 65th annual National Public Works Week sponsored by the American Public Works Association, now therefore be it resolved that the Borough of Atlantic Highlands hereby joins the nation in honoring and celebrating the achievements of all public work departments and public work employees during National Public Works Week held May 18th to the 24th, 2025.
Thank you.
Nice.
And moving on in our agenda. Oh, I don't know if you can tell, but we have an artist of the month. Moore Spicer, come on up. Now, the artist of the month is nominated by the previous artist of the month, so if I was doing this, I'd be biased and she already would have been honored.
Thank you.
I'm going to give you the floor.
Okay, thank you.
And then if you want to stay for the meeting, you can stay or you don't have to.
Thank you so much. I wanted to start by saying thank you to the mayor and council for doing this artist of the month. I really appreciate it, and I especially love that each artist gets to nominate the next person, so I want to also thank Yan and AH Arts. The only reason I'm up here and I have all this work in front of me is definitely because of my mom and my dad. Both of them are small business owners, so when they told me to pursue art as a child, they taught it not just as art but also as business. So I'm very privileged to have been able to watch them have two very successful businesses for the 30 plus years I've been alive. My dad took me on a road trip when I was deciding where to go to college. I was going to decide whether or not I wanted to do something with animals and get a biology degree, to which I spoke to a professor at the New Hampshire College who said, you don't have to have a degree in biology or ecology, work with animals, so pursue art and eventually the animal thing will come to you. So I did that. I've done 50 books, over, you know, probably plus 6,000, 7,000 pet portraits, all with the goal of starting my own nonprofit someday, which I did about a year ago. And so all of this work has been kind of pushing me in that direction. And I also have been working from home, and so I've been doing a lot of this on my own. And as great as that has been, I really enjoy being part of this community and creating things like the Mape map, and the things I've done with Wild Atlantic Highlands has really been more meaningful even than having a published work. Thank you everybody for having me. I don't want to waste any more time. Leave on the last note, which is August 17th, our nonprofit is going to be having an event here in town. It's going to be an adoption event in the Vegan Food Festival. So I hope anyone can attend. It's going to be at 55 South Ave, which is a property I think we're all familiar with. It's going to be an adoption event and a food festival. Hope you can make it. Thank you again, everybody.
Congratulations. Okay, so now unfinished business, Ordinance 10-2025. May I have a motion and a second to adopt?
Dougherty, seconds.
I did that out of order. May I have a motion and a second for to open public comment?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Mr. Fisher, I'm sorry I can't see you.
I'm back here.
I know you're there. I can see your shirt. Is there any public comment in the room? If you would like to make a comment, please raise your hand. Once recognized, please come forward, state your name and address. This is about this ordinance adoption only. Sir.
Zach Brown, 64 Woods Drive.
as a user of an MOEC in town. Haven't really been paying a lot of attention to this endeavor, so I opened this ordinance expecting to hate it and have all kinds of issues with it, but it seems eminently reasonable, especially the fines. I think they're enough to discourage people from being reckless, but not so punitive that nobody will try to use these vehicles in the future. I do think they're an important part of our like last mile infrastructure, so ferry is great for covering pretty big distances, as the train, as the bus, it doesn't usually get you to your door. So a lot of these vehicles can be an important last piece instead of having to call an Uber or some other, you know, gas-powered vehicle, even use an electric vehicle, you get cover that last mile from the public transit to where you're going. So I encourage all the council for their sensible regulations.
Thank you. Ms. Broughton, is there any hand raised?
No.
This is Ms. Hand up.
Okay, Mr. Fisher, if you're going to speak during this meeting today, you're just going to have to come on up.
Or move to the other side.
And please state your name and address for the record.
Mark Fisher, 9130. Thank you, Mayor. Generally, I think this is a great ordinance, but I have some questions. In the, I guess it's the third paragraph on the second page, it describes the operation of the all the acronyms. Shall be prohibited on the streets, sidewalks, paths, parks, and public properties. So immediately, my thought automatically goes to the trail, because that's discussed often with bike traffic and how dangerous some conditions are. And also the sidewalks. We hear all the time kids riding bikes on the sidewalks, the skateboards. And yet here it basically says it's kind of okay to ride there. So it doesn't make sense to me that we're coming up with an ordinance to try to control this traffic, and yet we're describing sidewalks and beds as part of the places that they can ride.
No, it says no person shall ride it on parks, on sidewalks, okay. Paths, or other walkway. It's I under.
It's what?
It's section 317.6 I.
Gotcha. Okay. Which brings me to my next, brings me to another question. How about the skate park?
We are currently talking to the JIF about what the rules for the skate park will be, because it's built of a different material than the previous skate park.
Yeah.
So right now we're calling it a park.
But I mean, generally they won't be allowed in the skate park? Is that the way we're...
The current rules, if you read the rules that are listed currently, prohibit some of those things, but yeah. We're in discussion with the JIF to see what will be permitted there, so we're going with the stricter rules for now.
Okay. And then also, this isn't mentioned, but I just want to clarify. How about golf carts? Every once in a while, I see a golf cart in town riding around in the summertime, usually. And I know there are specific regulations, traffic regulations for golf carts, and it really comes down to the speed when we look at the differences. 25 for a golf cart versus 19 or 20 with all these other two.
Yes, and the police department has been trained on what the guidelines are.
So none of this pertains to golf carts?
No.
Okay. Just wanted to be sure of that. And that's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Anyone online?
Nope.
Okay, now may I please have a motion and a second to adopt the ordinance?
Forbes moves.
Colasurdo seconds.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Colasurdo?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Pujos?
Yes.
The ordinance has passed.
Wonderful. There is no workshop discussion tonight. We are now on to public comment on consent and regular agenda items. I see you.
You should complain all the time about not having these on that obscure anyway. First of all,
Mr. Fisher, can you please state your name and address? Thank you.
Congratulations, Morgan. I know some of my smaller relatives have either, they either own or have read Morgan's books, and they love her work. She's very talented. She's very involved with the town. She truly cares about the town, very passionate about the things she thinks are important. And you're just a great person. Congratulations.
Since you were directing that at the mayor, I'm going to take that as a compliment as well. Thank you.
Resolutions 83 and 84. Thank God we're hiring some more officers. But I have a question. I know we're going to put them through the academy. Is there any type of a longevity clause in their contract with the borough? Can there be?
There's currently not. And if we, I'm not sure if we're permitted to put one in there, but if we do put one in there, it would be that much more difficult to obtain a class two. It's a very competitive field out there.
I know. And unfortunately, I have a few police persons in my family. And I know that it's a competitive market, and a lot of times, you know, a town educates the officer and
then they leave. Yeah, yeah, it's a legitimate point, and it's an issue that we and a lot of other municipalities our size have, because you invest the resources into obtaining them, training them, and then unfortunately, a lot of larger municipalities grab them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a fair question. I can look into it for you.
Okay, appreciate it.
I do know that in previous times when this has happened, that we've been compensated by the municipality that the officer has gone to for some of the equipment that we purchased for them.
Okay.
And for their training.
And for their training, yes.
Is that true in all cases, though?
I mean, statute, I think. I haven't looked at it recently, but I'm pretty sure that it's written in.
So that takes some of the pain out of it, I guess. Okay. Resolution 87. I see Doug isn't here.
He is not. He's on vacation.
He's on vacation, but I was glad. I actually heard through the rumor mill that Doug was not going to be working for CME. And I, you know, immediately think, oh, we're going to lose Doug. But I was glad to see this resolution come up. I'm glad Doug will be back. I need to have his local knowledge and expertise. You know, it doesn't matter who's sitting up here. He's kind of the common denominator, so it's great to have him back. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Anyone online with their hand up?
No.
Anyone in the room on consent and regular agenda items? Okay. Roll call, please. Nope. I didn't have you motion. Move it.
Doctor, do you move to approve?
4 seconds.
Now roll call, please.
Mr. Calasardo.
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty.
Yes.
Ms. Forbes.
Yes.
Mr. Pujols?
Yes.
Items on the consent agenda have passed.
Thank you. And I just want to note for the public that we have yet to be billed for a couple of months of legal since Ms. Schaefer left her or joined a new firm. So if you in a future meeting, we'll have a couple back bills that we are covering, but it's not new and extraordinary expenses. It's just that we haven't been billed for them yet. Okay. Administrator's report. What are you doing here? You're not supposed to be here.
I know. I'm addicted. Thank you, Mayor. A tentative agreement was reached between the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen, the BLET, and New Jersey Transit, ending the strike. Train service will resume on Tuesday, May 20th. There has been no impact to the borough during this process. On May 12th, Mayor Hohenleitner and I attended the annual on-site meeting of the Tourism Advisory Group, held by the Monmouth County Board of County Commissioners and the Department of Public Information, Economic Development, and Tourism. The meeting featured special guest Brady O'Connor, Chief of External Affairs for the FIFA World Cup 2026 New York, New Jersey Host Committee. Brady shared invaluable insights into how this monumental event will have transformative potential for municipalities, local chambers of commerce, and businesses. On Tuesday, May 13th, I attended a webinar overview of the New Jersey Wage Hub, which covered the registration process and important features for public agencies. The webinar host was the New Jersey Department of Labor. The New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection drought warning update as of 5/8/25. With below average precipitation conditions remaining the dominant weather pattern statewide, New Jersey remains in drought warning. As warmer spring weather approaches, the public is urged to be mindful in planning outdoor water use for the season and follow water conservation practices. U.S. and state flags were lowered to half-staff May 15th to honor Peace Officers Memorial Day. The borough obviously complied with that request. Governor Murphy issued Executive Order Number 389 ordering U.S. and state flags to be flown at half-staff during appropriate hours on May 16th in recognition and mourning of an extraordinary legal mind and a distinguished member of the United States Supreme Court, Justice David Souter. The borough complied. The bus shelter request with New Jersey Transit that began in 2024 has been completed. The ADA-compliant bus shelter has been installed at the corner of First Avenue and East Mount Avenue. I would like to thank the borough engineer, DPW director, police chief, county commissioners, and engineering departments, and New Jersey Transit, who are all part of making this zero cost to the residents project come through fruition. Borough Hall will be operating summer hours 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday and 8 a.m. to 12 noon on Fridays for the months of June, July, and August. This was well received by residents last year and the year prior with many compliments. The next borough council meeting will take place on Monday, June 2nd at 7 p.m. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Okay. What you got?
Not too much, but I did want to just point out that your tax assessor did a great job this month. All of the county tax board appeals have been resolved.
And special guest Zoom moderator.
And there are currently no tax court, there's one tax court appeal pending, but there have been no new ones filed to date. We also recently got a government records complaint involving an OPRA. Based on our advice to the police department, they imposed a special service charge, which we believe is defensible, and we will defend that complaint. Let's see. Other than that, I talked to Rob. And there's also, there's still, just by way of update, there's still that valid Falad appeal pending in the appellate division of the Superior Court that they tell me that the oral argument is not going to occur until the fall. So that's got to do with the termination of the tax abatement, which we believe was done appropriately. And the guy is suing to get his money back, which he claims he should get, which he's not entitled to. That's it, Mayor.
Thank you. Okay. Reports of council. Councilman Colasurdo.
Sure. Start with Shade Tree. No formal report. Shade Tree has a meeting here on Wednesday, May 21st, 2025, at 7 p.m. I believe Councilperson Forbes will have a report discussing some plantings by the Green Team.
Well, I discussed it last meeting, but we can discuss it again if you'd like.
Sure. Well, it looks great.
Thank you.
Fire, I attended the meeting on Monday, May 13th. We discussed the tabling of the fire ordinance from last council. No other report with respect to the fire department. Harbor, nothing other than harbor finances are on par with last year, so we're moving in the right direction. Chamber of Commerce, the car show is scheduled for June 14th, but the rain date of June 21st. The farmer's market starts this Friday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Veterans Park.
Great. Thank you. Council President Dougherty.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening, everybody. I don't have much tonight. No report for finance or personnel. Recreation, registration for summer rec camp for children entering kindergarten through fifth grade is still open. The rec camp starts on Monday, July 7th and runs through August 15th. Register online on the borough website. The committee is pleased to announce that we'll be partnering with our friends at Smog Castle Cinemas to offer a rainy day location. So rec camp fun will continue rain or shine. Registration is open for girls' summer field hockey and the tennis clinic. The tennis clinic for children has been moved to the first Sunday in June, I believe. I could check that date. Space is limited for all programs, so please register ASAP. No report for planning board. They meet on June 5th. DPW, street department, reminds us that June brush pickups start in Zone 1 on June 9th. Please check the borough printed month-to-month calendar for more information. And finally, the Board of Education met on May 14th. Board member Rebecca Wells was honored for her 10 years of service on the Highlands Elementary and now the Henry Hudson Regional School Boards. The Atlantic Highlands Student of the Month was Faye Cotsis. Henry Hudson Regional School Attendance Awards were given to Devin Dale, Madison Smalsey, and Ben Rosbeck and Shane Panera. And Anchor Awards were given to Allison DeBlasi, Blake Lewis, and Caitlin Nastasi. The Atlantic Highlands Staff Member of the Month was Megan Leahy, and the Henry Hudson Regional Staff Member of the Month was Rachel DeWingert. Members of the Hudson Athletic Leadership Council were also recognized. And that, Mayor, is my report.
Thank you. Councilman Person Forbes.
Thank you, Mayor. I love to talk, but I don't have very much tonight. For Harbor, did you do Harbor and I went into a fugue state?
Is that correct?
Okay, great. So Green Team and Environmental will be meeting here again on May 27th at 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. I do want to flag, as Councilman Colasetto brought up, that the olfactory garden next to Evolution, the salon, is now mulched and looks absolutely beautiful. And I want to thank Mary Trank, Morgan Spicer, Sarah Colasetto, and a number of people who I'm forgetting for their help in taking care of that. So that is all I have today. Thank you.
Thank you. Chief Pujols.
Thank you. I missed the meeting for FD. Vito was there, covered everything. They have a meeting tomorrow for EMS. But Miss Dad is welcome in the firehouse, but I'll get an email or I'll get some information from them to follow up on the next meeting. And OEM has their drill happening on the 21st. We'll be there at 7 p.m. Hopefully it goes well. I'll do a report after that. That's all I have.
Great. Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just have a couple of things. Rob mentioned that we were out at Hominy Hill, which is beautiful, the facility, the recreation. I hadn't been inside the clubhouse before. It was stunning. But the FIFA World Cup, we are looking to see what kind of activities we can do in Atlantic Highlands and maybe even do a trial this summer. Some other municipalities are going to fight us for the rights to be able to maybe do broadcasting down in the harbor, but it's a really exciting event. There's a lot of opportunity for us to bring folks into the harbor in the summer, and this summer is the club World Cup. That's also happening, so the kind of a test run. The tickets aren't they're not terribly expensive, and I think it's a really great opportunity if you want to bring families and get them to get excited for the World Cup to come on down or get up to the Meadowlands or Philadelphia. And then Monday is Memorial Day. So thank you, Councilman Pujols, for bringing our veterans out, our lost out into the, we're still doing the research on that committee, but we look forward to honoring them on Monday. If it rains after the parade, there will not be a ceremony. We'll have the ceremony at the elementary school. And that is it for me. So now, Mr. Fisher, do you have any public comment?
I'll let you know.
Okay. I think I can see everybody else. Anybody in the room, if you would like to recognize? Sir, please come forward, state your name and address for the record.
Brian Brahms, 48 First Avenue. Sorry for my delay. I was stuck on the parkway with the
everybody else.
But I was just curious. Did anyone go out to the first aid to invite them for the proclamation? Because none of us received anything for it. Mm-hmm. It would be nice if we gotten something from someone.
I agree with you. Yeah, I apologize for that oversight.
I mean, whoever wrote it wrote a great proclamation, but we're bending over backwards to make sure that every call gets answered. We've got three new cadets that just signed up. You know, we're not getting any help from the town as far as rigs. We just raised our own fundraiser to buy a new rig. It would be nice to at least invite the crew in.
It was an oversight, and I don't disagree with you.
I appreciate that.
Apologies.
Our wet town is July 2nd, the night before the fireworks. The
awesome.
And EMS, so.
Great. Thank you. Yes. Mr. Fisher, do you have your hand up?
It's on my nose.
Mark Fisher, 913 Evans. Thank you to the EMS in the room and not in the room for all that they do, the volunteers and the career guys and ladies. Last month I had a list of questions for the, let me get this right, CFMO?
CMFO.
I was close.
You had all the right letters.
Mr. Yanos, and he was kind enough to answer my questions. So now I have a few questions for the council. We had a very large increase in the uniform construction code. I guess there are fees that come in for construction during the year. An increase of $120,000. I hope that keeps going, but it seems like an unusual bump.
We haven't been collecting it for a number of years. So I think we're now, I know that we're now, I mean, Adam was still here when we started collecting it, but we had not been collecting it. Michelle, am I?
Previous year was like 95,000.
No.
I think you're talking building permits and not uniform construction code.
Oh, okay, sorry, two different things.
Yeah. So I guess that is a very good indicator of all the construction that's going on in town, so that's a positive. There was a line item in there for, I guess it's the sale of a fire truck last year, $49,000. Why does that appear on this year's budget? That confused me. It happened last year. Why does it show up as an appropriation in 2025?
I would have to defer you to the CMFO.
Okay. I see there's a state allowance for a LOSAP increase of $9,200, and I hope his answer was we're going to wait for the governing body to decide on this item. So I hope that item increases the LOSAP awards to all the volunteers in town. This one really boggled me. This was for under the line item of water and sewer dedicated expenses. Last year's expenses were $390,000. This year's are going up to $518,000. And when I question what is that extra $138,000 for, his answer was the majority of this increase is to incorporate the fees that are going to be associated with the water and sewer rate study. So that study is $138,000?
But between the engineering work and the work of the consultant that's doing the work, yes.
Wow. Okay. That just seems like a very high number. And I see that Thompson gave us an increase. Is that something that they do every year, 70,000?
It is not.
Perfect. It's a long time.
Well, last year there was a bump, which Rick and I had spoken to them about, and they adjusted it. And then this year there was another bump. So they're getting more aggressive.
Well, and I think they're kind of catching up because
correct.
I don't think we got increases for as long as any of you on the council can remember, I'm sure. We've never gotten an increase, which makes no sense when you think about it.
Yeah, they've had a tremendous amount of personnel changes over there in the past 2 years. And they're looking closer at all of their operations and expenditures and things of that nature.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Anyone online?
No.
Yes, ma'am.
Lynn Spicer, 6th Attorney with Drive. I couldn't make the last meeting, so I wasn't able to say this last time. The shade tree sapling giveaway is always such a wonderful thing, and I love it. I just was so concerned about the volunteers that were there that day. They had their table on the grass, and they were wearing open-toed shoes. So any of the chemicals that get sprayed on the grass could go on their feet. And I saw plenty of people walking their dogs up to the table and walking on the grass. So once again, being broken record, saying I really wish that we would stop spraying chemicals on the borough property, especially if we're going to ask our volunteers to come and do this wonderful thing. And I just don't want them to be taking home something that they're not aware they're doing, especially kids and dogs. So thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone online?
Nope.
I did forget something.
Oh, wait, somebody does have a hand up.
Okay. Vito, can you help her promote them to, them to panelists?
Do you assume that I don't do that?
I got that.
I think we're good.
What's their name?
Jonathan Smith.
Smith. Jonathan Smith.
Hey, good afternoon.
There he is.
Hello, upper. Address, please. Name and address.
This is Chacon, 251 Ocean Boulevard. Thank you for this evening. I was just giving a call, just doing the update from the retaining wall. Thank you very much for the retaining wall. As you know, we're pretty much fine to vote it up here. I just got a question real quick about the silt fence. Was ECDOT going to come back and pull that silt fence? Or was it needed to be there just for like a given amount of time before they come and pull it back?
So we're going to, our engineer happens to not be here this evening, so I don't have an answer for you, but we will get back to you on that.
I'm sorry, there was just a few people talking. I apologize. What was that?
There's, our engineer is not here this evening, so we'll have to have, get an answer from him and get back to you.
Yeah, all right, no worries. I was just giving a call. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks. Anybody here? Emergency Zoom operator did a great job tonight. Thank you. I just wanted to note that at our first meeting in June, we will do our annual Pride Park proclamation, but the Pride flag raising is going to be on May 31st at 4:30 p.m. And that, if no one else has any other comments, we're going to do the end of Ryan. May I have a motion to adjourn?
I will make that motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you.